Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I am really excited to welcome back to our program today Amy Linden. We're talking with her not only about her own journey in the entertainment industry that really began quite early for her, but also what it's been like for her through her journey to be able to help to coach others and to be able to help them through what she calls the Linden Technique. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get the book, but also we'll talk about what it's been like for her to actually see the response to not only the techniques she shared, but also, of course, to know that she's been able to help other people along the way. Now, even outside of the Linden Technique, Amy is still very involved in the industry. We're going to talk to her about some of the projects that she's looking forward to, as well as letting you all know how you can stay connected with her. But Amy, hello to you, and welcome back to the program. Really glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be back and to speak with you and everybody else.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we should start, you know, with this journey for you, Amy, because, as I said, you began entertaining yourself quite early in life, and you've been able to keep the passion for it, not only for yourself, but also, of course, in being able to work with others. What has that been like for you, as you kind of reflected on this journey that you've been on? What has it been like for you to not only see what you've been able to accomplish, what you've been able to also help other people accomplish?
You know, it's a very exciting journey because, you know, it's not like I started out at 10 years old knowing I was going to be a coach and that I was going to create this technique. And so for all of you guys out there, it's when you have something that you're good at, I say go in that direction, you know. Yes, I have been, I have like 100 IMDb credits. I've been acting for a very long time. But I felt that there were a lot of actors like me that had talent and didn't know how to get a job. And so I basically took what I learned when I came out here and applied it, and it started working. And so I've been teaching this technique that I do myself for over 20 years.
Right. Right. And you've been successful in front of as well as behind the camera. Amy, I mean, do you think that's one of the things that has kept this exciting for you along the way, that you've been able to delve into various aspects of the industry?
Well, I think it's important to know what everybody does, you know? Like, the more information that you have, the less daunting the career feels like. Mm-hmm. Like, I would tell everybody it's really important to maybe work in a casting office or work in an agent's office, you know? From being a personal manager for 9 years, I started Adam Brody's career right up until the OC, you know. And so when you're on the other side, you really see how the industry works, and you take it less personal each time. And you also see how important it is to have a business package that matches your talent, and that just because you're a great actor doesn't mean people are going to find you unless you put it together properly and they could actually understand where you fit in the industry.
Right. Yeah, we have to talk about courage with you, Amy, because it takes a lot of courage to not only to say this is what you want to do professionally and then, of course, to go that path and to be able to stick with it, but also to be able to have the confidence in what you've been able to learn and your ability to share it as well. What do you think has kind of helped you in that regard when it comes to not only discovering that confidence but walking daily in it?
You know, that's a good question because, you know, I'm like everybody else. I struggle with it as well, which is why I speak about it. I do believe that self-esteem plays a huge part in whether or not you're going to get the job that you want. And I'm not only talking about the entertainment industry. I'm talking about any job that you want, you know.
Right.
You have to do a lot of work on yourself and realize the value that is you, and find out where your passion lies and let that passion speak for you. For me, I get a tremendous amount of excitement when my people do well, when they write me and they tell me that they're working and because of something that I created. And in terms of the courage that it takes, I mean, if you look at all the Olympians, if people wanted to approach an acting career, they have to look at themselves as almost like an Olympic actor. I believe the courage comes from knowing what you're doing and doing it daily and continually setting goals and reaching those goals. And that's what creates the self-esteem and the courage.
Right. And that's exactly what people have been able to see through your work. For those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dial or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Amy Linden is back with us today. We're talking with Amy not only about her own journey in the entertainment industry, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to be able to help others. Amy, one of the things that I mentioned to you before we went on here that I think is important because, you know, I have learned, of course, I have to credit my mom and my grandmother for this, is that, you know, when you get, you give. I mean, and that sharing is just a part of life. That's how we all grow, is being about being able to share what we've learned. That, though, in the industry that you're in and in others as well, is not always the case or the easiest because it's very competitive, to say the least. How did you know that you wanted to share what you had learned? I mean, what is it that kept you from just saying, you know what, this has worked for me. I don't know if I want to share it with someone else.
Well, that's a good question. I think there comes a point where you feel you have to do something. You know, like I do workshops once a month for newbies, and the biggest thing I notice from all of them is that they're all in their head and they're not in the heart and not in their feelings. So I feel it's up to me to set a whole new trend and a whole new way of working as an actor and get out of the parochial education, if you will, thinking about how to do something and get into what it is you're actually doing. And I feel that it is my it's important for me that people see the light in that. And when they start touching upon where those feelings are for them and seeing it through their work, it causes me great joy and them as well. I just feel like it's a calling, you know. There's some things in life that you have to do because
right.
It helps other people. Just like anybody would raise money for an organization, you know, they feel like they have to do it. It's a passion. Actors are a passion for me. Who they are. As a matter of fact, you know, I haven't raised my rates in probably 10 years, you know. And everybody says to me, Amy, you should be charging so much more. And my father always taught me, cater to the masses, not the classes. And for me, it's more important that people get what this is than for me to make money on whatever notoriety I am receiving because of the success of this technique.
Gotcha. And that in itself makes a lot of sense, and I think it also contributes, of course, to the joy you're able to keep, for sure. Amy, so let's talk about the Linden technique and what it's been like for you, again, to be able to see it actually work for other people. Because I think, you know, one of the things for our online audience in particular, if you all are looking online, especially on Facebook, you'll see these great groups of people that are holding up your book. Amy, I mean, first of all, to have the book is one thing. To actually be able to share it and to be able to give, you know, that information to them in person is another. I mean, did you always know that this was going to be the way that you did it? Not only, of course, just writing a book and saying, okay, it's out there, but then being able to put yourself in a position where you could have these workshops and have this interaction with people as well.
Again, I have to say, I went with what I was supposed to do. You know, it's, I mean, call it the universe, call it God speak, but when you see that something helps somebody, you just continue to do it, you know. And actors are the most loving, kind, amazing people in the world, and they just need guidance. And so I basically just took it upon myself to be that person that they could look to help them. Fortunately, the technique was based out of what I did myself, so I know that it works, you know. And I'm like them. You know, my whole thing is I am you. I am out in the trenches with you. And so I understand the actor's psyche and what they go through on a daily basis. I'm in those rooms with them. The technique
right.
was built to protect them so they can actually create, to not pick up the energy in the room, to not feel the judgment, to be able to have the best performance possible so when they leave that audition, they could feel great and know that there's nothing more that they could have done.
Wow. What a great thing. And as you said, you know, this is, and as I mentioned earlier, Amy, this is a journey that began for you for quite some time, being able to not only to learn, to use, now to be able to share. And you're continuing, of course, to share in different ways, as well as, of course, with your own passion. One of the things that you mentioned that you wanted to make sure that we talked about, of course, are some of the current projects as well. I mean, talk to us about the changes, though, because a lot has evolved for sure since you first began in the industry. You, though, have been able to use these platforms, as I mentioned earlier, like social media. What has that been like for you to have that addition? How, in a few clicks now, you can be able to literally share with the world without even leaving your home?
That's crazy. It's such a crazy thing, because when I was coming up, even as a manager, we were stuffing envelopes and hiring carrier service, you know, to pick
right.
up everything, and that was like half our day. Today it's so easy to be able to share your talent with people, which is why I encourage people to get on the internet and be seen. There's so many times if somebody asks me to cast something, I can't find the person that I'm thinking of. They're nowhere on the internet. So social media has more than doubled my business, because I have online courses, you could watch me on Vimeo. I don't even need to be there. So that's why the technique is in four different countries right now. And I just think it's just phenomenal how you're able to educate yourself, and it doesn't matter where you are. People think that they have to come to Los Angeles in order to make it as an actor. That's not true. There's so much industry outside of Los Angeles, and I offer ways for them to learn how to take the talent that they have trained with and to be able to plug it into a technique in order to work. And that's just unbelievable to me that they're able to do that. And I get letters from all over the world from people booking, from just reading the book and watching the videos, you know. It's just phenomenal.
You mentioned something just now, I think, Amy, that really is the key when it comes to people like you, and something that I try to do. And, of course, for everybody, I believe it's a work in progress, and that is the importance of the work. I mean, a lot of us, we look at where we are and we say, okay, this is not where I want to be, but then the question becomes, what are you doing about it? Do you find that when people sign up for this course that the majority of them realize that, yes, what you have given them works, but only if they work with it?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm always talking with my office manager, Tracy, about that. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And
right.
And the people that you vibe to be like, they have worked really, really hard to get where they're at. And I think that a lot of people don't realize the amount of hard work. Again, if you look at it like an Olympian, the difference between a bronze, silver, and gold, you know, I mean, they're all great athletes. You know, what is the difference? It's precision and dexterity. And to get that precision, it takes, you know, constant work. You know, people, I'm giving away a free month for you, all your listeners, to my site, TLT Access. It's a library on there. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lectures and coachings. And, you know, and people, I'm even giving away a free month. People don't take it. And the people that do, those are the people that advance. And it's sad, but you guys, if you want it, it's there for you. You got to go after it. And it's not only with what I'm doing, it's with what anybody's doing. It's not going to happen when you're at home. You got to get out of your house and make something happen. But even today, you could even make something happen in your house and people aren't doing it. I just think that there's so many distractions away from what it is that we really want. And before you know it, a whole year has passed. And they haven't gotten to it. I'll do a career consultation with somebody. I'll tell them exactly what they need to do, how they need to build a demo reel, what they need to do with the photos that they need to take. And I would say a quarter of them come back 6 or 8 months later. I don't even remember what we talked about. That's how long it was. It took them that long to get to it.
Wow.
So, again, if you want it, you have to go after it. Otherwise, somebody else is going to take it, and don't act like they won't.
Yeah, for sure, because there are people out there who are hungry for it, and I think that's the thing. And I think that comes down to another thing, though, Amy, and that's appreciation. I think, you know, that unfortunately not everyone has the appreciation for the craft, but also the appreciation of what it means to say you want to be successful in doing something. And I think for those who have that appreciation, they will be able to thrive for sure. We're going to let our audience know again how they can take advantage of that. But you have a lot of things that you're working on now that you're also very happy about. And I think it goes to about, you know, the joy that you feel about what you do, Amy, and probably what, you know, is it that keeps you kind of inspired, you know, even during what can be the difficult times for sure. Talk to us a little bit about some of these current projects.
Well, I think when you're a creative person, I think it's important to continually create, mm-hmm. you know? Like when I'm not shooting something or when I'm not working with somebody, I'm either recording right now, I'm recording my book. It's going to be called Unplugged and Extended in my booth over here that I built, you know. I'm also working on, years ago I made a movie called Odessa starring Dr. King's eldest daughter, the late Yolanda King. And I was inspired to write the screenplay. And now it's with a great producer, and he's bringing it to some amazing women. I'd love Octavia Spencer to play it or Angela Bassett, but it's exciting to be able to share that love story between this domestic from, you know, it starts in the 30s all the way up to the late 60s, so it's a period piece. It's her relationship with this little white girl during that civil unrest and how they helped each other. So I guess I'm all about helping.
Right.
Everybody needs to help each other, damn it. and so that's where that's at right now. And so he's busy talking to people. So hopefully the next time I speak with you, it will be in at the next level, and I'm praying for that.
Right,
but
sure.
You know, I'm very involved with my people and what they're doing. Like, since I've spoken to you, Carlos Pratt's one of my students. He won the Imogen Award for his work on McFarlane, USA, opposite Kevin Costner. Now, he's been working at this. It took him 8 years to book that huge role. 8 years.
Wow.
But he's been working at it, working at it, working at it, working at it. And the opportunity, the door opened, and he kicked it wide open. Now, to be in a major studio movie, you would think you would need major studio credits. Well, if you're brilliant, they could put great people around you. And so he worked it really, really hard, and so that's what happened for him. I have, like, so many stories of people that have worked really, really hard to get to where they needed to be, and I'm so happy that I'm part of their journey. I was just on My Giant Life, which was really an exciting thing for TLC. I worked with the tallest actress in the world, Lindsay K. Hayward. She's 6'9". Now, talk about taking excuses away from people. I mean, if Lindsay could go after it, you know?
Right.
So I was just on that last week, which was kind of cool.
For sure. And I think, again, and that's the thing, you, as we were just talking about, Amy, you continue to do the work. And that's just why, you know, you've been able to have the amazing success you've been able to have in the industry, but also, of course, the platform that you have that you use so wisely. I love the fact that with your tweets, you're able to kind of keep people abreast on what's going on, but also, of course, share opportunities as well. And I think that's what it's all about. So what is your hope? Maybe for those who are tuning in, maybe acting is not their thing. Maybe they thought, you know what, okay, maybe I don't want to model. What is your hope when it comes to when people hear about you, hear about the work that you've done, what do you hope it's able to do in inspiring others toward their own personal greatness?
Well, my hope is that they sit and they meditate and they figure out where do they live in their heart, you know? Because just because you might want to be an actor, that might not be what your purpose is. That might not be what you're supposed to be doing. You know, go after your passion, and wherever your passion lies, that's where your success is. And I do believe that if rather than sitting around and being upset about something not happening for you, like knocking your head against a wall, think about what does work for you. Think about what you're great at and move to that. Because who knows, you could back into the industry that you really want to be. You have to understand the principles of success. it's okay to be successful in something else that's not your current dream.
Right. I think that's
Does that make sense?
What a great reminder. Yeah, it does. It does. And what a great reminder, I think, Amy, for all of us, for sure. So, again, everyone, Amy Linden has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking to her not only about the Linden technique, but also, of course, what she's been able to do in her own life in this industry to be able to not only define enjoyment for herself, but also to be able to share along the way. She's been able to do it through the Linden technique, but also, of course, as you heard her say, through workshops, and she's been able to continue to create as well. A lot of great projects are coming up with Amy, and of course, you all can stay connected with her online. We're about to tell you here in a moment how you can do just that. You know, you mentioned earlier, Amy, and I really appreciate that offer, that you were going to offer a free month for audience. Walk them through what they need to do to be able to take advantage of that generous offer.
If you go to tltaccess.com, we automatically give you a free week. So when we send you the welcome letter, make sure you write back and say that you listen to the show, and we'll add three more weeks on there. But my goodness, there's like 65 lectures. I'm coaching so many people. I'm interviewing people. There's motivational minutes on there. There's assignments. Even if you did the 50-some-odd assignments, that would get your package in order. And it's like having me with you, but I'm not with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So go to tltaccess.com, and that's the Linden technique access. So it's access to me. There's so much on there. So if you go there and sign up, you automatically get a free week. We'll send you the welcome letter. You write back and say that you heard me on the show, and I'll give you three more weeks. So that'll give you a full month for free.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that. Again, everyone, I make sure you all take advantage of that opportunity for sure. And Amy, of course, you know, with the great projects that you have coming up, is that website also the best place for them to stay connected with those updates?
No, that's the business site.
Okay.
You know, it's always great to, if you want to know what's going on with the Linden Technique, just go to thelindentechnique.com, and there's all kinds of stuff on there. I do so many things. Like, I have a kid that I Skyped with. I mean, he's in Ohio, you know? I mean, it's so exciting. I'm telling you guys, there's work for you everywhere. So don't feel like, oh, I can't do this. You could also follow me on castedtalent.com. I'm a columnist on there. I have a column called Ask Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I answer questions every week. You could follow me on Twitter at Amy Linden, or find me on Facebook, The Linden Technique, and just go on there, and you'll see all kinds of things going on. Of course, I'm also on Instagram and Vine, and, geez, there's so many things to be on.
Right, for sure, for sure.
LinkedIn,
but make sure you all stay connected.
Know?
Right.
Yeah.
So make sure you all stay connected with thelindentechnique.com is that one website. And then, of course, tltaccess.com is the other to take advantage of the month. And again, as you heard Amy say, when you get the welcome letter, you automatically get a free week. Respond back to it. Tell them that you heard about this on Conversations Live with Amy, and you'll be able to get three more weeks. So definitely want to take advantage of that opportunity. Amy, it is always a pleasure. I'm so glad that you and I were able to schedule this thanks to Facebook. So we use social media to be able to actually to set up this conversation for sure. And it goes without saying.
Yeah, we did it on Facebook. But
it
originally came from Stephen Levine at Grapevine.
Exactly. Exactly,
yeah.
For sure. So definitely a shout-out to Stephen for initially introducing us. And, Amy, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to staying connected with you.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so great.
Well, look, I appreciate the time. All right. Thank you again for everything. We'll definitely do that for sure and invite our audience to do that too. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Amy, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.